Cake. I love cake. I like it smeared with thick peaks of frosting. So it's sad that I don't really eat cake anymore. I gave up gluten at the beginning of the year as a way to stave off inflammation. Wait a second. When did I start worrying about inflammation? It makes a girl stop and think. Am I getting old? I was a latecomer to marriage. My husband and I knew we wanted children. But at 38 years old, my chances of having a baby were steadily declining. It wasn't long before we found ourselves sitting in an office with a fertility specialist, discussing our options. But we were fortunate. By the grace of God and some help from modern medicine, at 10:56 p.m. on July 9, 2011, I entered a new era in my life. I was nearly 41 when my daughter was born. Those first weeks with Ruby, I felt myself grow up. Finally. It had taken a long time, and it wasn't until I became a mother that I stopped feeling like a child in some respects. I looked at my own parents with a newly discovered reverence, knowing how they traveled through the same territory with me, a once screaming newborn in their arms. I became protective of my new family. Willing to give up things I might want so Ruby could have what she needed. I also gave up sleep and work and pedicures and all-day shopping trips. Our dogs, formerly the little princes of the household, became second-class citizens. As I held Ruby in my arms, all of my priorities shifted into new positions, all of them lining up behind her. I will soon turn 42. Time isn't holding still. I often find myself glancing back at her in the car seat while I sit in the good sunlight of our parked car, plucking gray hairs from my head. The jars of wrinkle cream are beginning to call my name, and my left knee hurts in the morning. But what I take away most from the business of getting older is that there is nothing better or more valuable than every minute with my baby. I may be the oldest new mama on the playground, but I'm also the one who knows not to worry too much about rocking Ruby for hours, trying to get her back to sleep. Soon enough, I'm certain that I'll pine for the late nights when I snuggled with her in that rocking chair. At my age, I've learned how quickly time passes and how bittersweet the milestones can be. Ruby is about to have her first birthday party, and I won't stress or worry as I dally about playing hostess. I'll enjoy each moment. And when the cake is served, I'll have extra frosting, because that is the best part anyway. This is Tina Ray Dayton.